Welcome, everyone. It's time for Living the Good Life right here on TantalkNetwork.com. And we are excited to be here with you today, as we always are, right here on Sunday afternoons, 3 p.m. in the afternoon Eastern. And always a joy to bring the Word of God and some great music and some great talk right here this afternoon. And we are going to be joined in a few moments by my dear friends, mother and daughter team here, Betty Thomas and daughter Megan Kramer from Indiana, and also from my church I pastored in Indiana. I don't know which one of you just called in. Who are you? And I will talk to you.
Hey, you got the daughter.
You got the daughter, huh? Okay.
You got the daughter.
All right. Crazy daughter that she is, and a blessing that you are. Yes.
Well, happy Mother's Day to you, Mama.
Oh, thank you. Yes, because I'm your other mother, too, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And I think your other mother, your real biological mother, just called in, right? Is that you, Betty?
Looks like she just did.
Hey.
I think so.
You think that's who you are?
I think I'm here.
You're not sure that's who you are?
I think I am.
It's going to be a great show today, girls. Really good. So, you're up in Michigan, I take it, correct? Are you both in Michigan right now?
Yes, we are. We're wishing the sun would come out. It's been raining the whole time I've been here.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
And it's cold. It's cold. It's cold in pure Michigan.
Yes, well, I would imagine. It's, a balmy 82 or something here right now. But it is overcast, so I will tell you that. But...
Oh, okay. All
but
right.
What when you say cold in Michigan in May, what's that mean? Like, how cold is cold?
Well, it could be 50, but a real feel of 32 because of the wind off of the lake.
It feels like 32? You got to be kidding me.
Yes. No. I wish we were kidding.
Wow. So you mean that. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Okay. That's cold.
Okay.
That's cold.
It's okay.
Cold.
It's okay. But you know what? The love that you feel when you're here and the power of the Holy Spirit warms the heart. So no big deal about the weather.
Oh, absolutely. That's the truth. So I'm really looking forward to this show with you two today. Always do. But on this special Mother's Day today, makes it even more exciting to have a mother-daughter team. And a team that I have watched now since, Megan, you were 9 years old. And your mama and daddy came to my church in Indiana, Newcastle, Indiana, back in whatever year that would have been, a long time ago. And we got to know you guys so much and just loved you, all of you, all three of you. And then your little life changed and expanded with husband Ben and then kids. And so life gets busy and complicated, and we all have those things going on. But it's so good that we can take time to reunite with old friends and talk about our favorite subject, which is Jesus, right?
Amen.
Yes. So we had an amazing service today at Beacon of Hope, and really, really good. So looking forward to this show this afternoon. Just talking about the Lord, talking about his blessings to us in our lives. The praise reports just abounded this morning at church. I mean, answers to prayer over and over and over again. Our God is working in our behalf. Megan, do you want to comment on any of that?
Well, I of course, you know, he's working on everyone's behalf because that's what he does.
That's what he does.
And that's what he does. His our Father takes care of his children. He takes care of his flock. And, you know, when we submit ourselves to his will and we live in peace and we live in grace and we live in his mercy, then his outpouring of love and his outpouring of his gifts to us, they come in full abound.
Oh, they
and
do. Yes.
It's a beautiful place to be. There's no other place I'd rather be than in his arms.
Oh,
because
yes.
That's just the safest place to be.
Oh, and we're going to talk about his arms today and what that means. We're going to talk about a lot of scriptural principles about growth in God. And I'm just excited about this show because I believe it's going to minister to a lot of people, because the goal is always to bring our shows down to where we each live, Betty. Talk to me about that. Down where it applies to our everyday life, you know?
Well, and I believe that people feel that, you know, when they read the Bible, that, you know, that happened 2,000 years ago.
Right,
you know, that
yeah.
happened when, you know, Moses parted the Red Sea, and that's when Jesus actually walked the earth. And then after his ascension into heaven, you know, the disciples went here and there, but it doesn't really apply to us. But we were in church this morning, and it just occurred, I mean, it just swept over me like a rushing wind, is that, you know, God is with us 365, 24/7. He never sleeps. And his love encompassed all of us this morning, and his word is still true today, Pastor and Megan, as it was 2,000 years ago.
Oh, that's so true.
And it's just like, you know, in the scriptures that you gave us to study for today,
right?
Is that, you know, love and forgiveness is so important in today's life, and that is just, there's thread after thread after thread through the Bible of how much
yes.
forgiveness and how much Jesus loves us.
Right.
And how much forgiveness is a part of us and how it frees us. And it's just amazing what God can do
Amen.
And is still doing today. Because you know what? God's not dead.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. He is not. He's alive and he roars like a lion, right? That song, God's Not Dead. And, you know, because he's alive, we can rejoice. And we know that when we pray and when we ask him to handle situations in our lives, when we turn those situations over to him, he goes, great, I'm so glad you finally gave it to me. Now we can get something done. You know what I mean, Megan?
I do. I do. It's like, you know, you kind of, like us, it's kind of like, yes.
Right.
He finally said, go, go, Daddy God, go.
Right.
He looks at us and he goes, okay, here I come.
Woo!
Here come the blessings. Here come the peace. I got you, girl. I got
right. All righty. Dear Lord, we thank you today for this opportunity to be on the air with Betty and Megan on this very special Mother's Day. We thank you, Lord, for the way you bless each one of us in our lives on a daily basis. Lord, you are so good. We just can't. We can't help but praise you. We just want to praise you. We just want to lift our voices in adoration to you today. And we want to present this show to you, Lord, as a sacrifice and offering from us as we give of our time, because we want to do this to bless as many people as we can around the globe. So, Lord, touch their hearts as they listen to these songs, as they listen to the ministry that comes forth today, as we open the word. Lord, touch the hearts of our listeners. That is our prayer. And we thank you for it right now, God, before we see it. And how can I help but sing? How can I keep from singing Chris Tomlin, one of my favorite songs? Come on.
step and I fall down again. I can sing cause you pick me up, sing cause you're there.
Praise God. I'm loved by a king. Woo! Just makes me want to sing. I'm loved by a king. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I don't know about you, Betty and Megan, but I couldn't hardly sit still for that song. I just wanted to join in and sing it. How can you keep from singing his praise? Talk to me, Betty. We just want to tell our audience how amazing he is, how he answers prayer, how he cares about every detail of each of our lives. We just want everybody to know that.
Well, you know how they, there's just one song that sticks in your head.
Right.
And it's just, it just keeps going over and over and over again. And we're talking about praise songs. And like today, just walking out of church, just singing his praise.
Yes.
And you know because I'm a child of God and that he loves me and that he cares for me and he
right.
died for me.
Yes.
I mean how much happier can we be knowing that we're a child of a king?
Absolutely. It's wonderful.
It's just awesome. It's absolutely amazing.
It is. So it's hard to keep from singing. We don't want to keep from singing. We just want to praise him. You know, on this Mother's Day, every year we have Mother's Day, we're on the radio, and this year I said, Lord, how do you want to do a show that ties in with our series right now, Forever Home, and about going to heaven and where we're going to be? Because so many of our listeners out there, their mothers are already in heaven. They are already gone. You know, they've already gone on. And this just really was mulling around in my heart all week long. And so God took me to 2 Timothy chapter 1, and we're going to start there in just a moment. But before we do, I just want you both to be able to say something, that whatever you want to say as far as being a mother and what that means to you. And then I'll say something about being a mother and a grandmother. So I kind of think that's kind of a cool thing to do. So, Megan, since you're the youngest and the smartest of the three of us, we'll let you go first.
Yeah. And you can hear my mother laughing in the background.
She is laughing. She knows you're the youngest. She's not sure you're the smartest.
Now, that is true. That is something you should definitely ponder, that you said that. Being a mother is an amazing experience.
It is.
And the only reason I am a mom is because of God.
Right.
And, you know, it's each one of those blessings that I've given birth to is just another reason for me to spread the love of Jesus that I experience myself. And it's also a very big thing that I don't take lightly, is that I have to be the leader, and I have to lead these little people through life, and I have to show them that, you know, that even though that there's going to be people that hurt you and there's going to be trials and tribulations, that the love and peace of Christ can
Amen.
Carry you through anything that you face
Amen.
On this earth. And, you know, we all make mistakes, and I know I do, but I just want to make sure
yeah.
that I cherish my children the way that God cherishes us.
Yes, amen. And teach the little people, huh? That's so cool. And you're too, Andrew and Zoe Grace. Love being referred to as little people, although they are getting bigger and bigger. They are three and...
Yes, they are.
Are they three and eight?
Three and eight. You got it.
That's what I thought. Yeah. And Grayson, your son, is in heaven, and he would be... He would be four?
He would be four.
Okay. I thought he was right between them, but you're right. He would be four. That's right. Year before. So, wow. And it's a joy to be a mother, isn't it? And,
Yes. It's awesome.
It really is. So, Mimi Betty, you not only have a title of mama, but you have a title of grandmama or Mimi, right?
Yes, ma'am. A title that I cherish.
Right.
One of the things that I always wanted to do is to be a Kool-Aid mom.
A Kool-Aid and mom? What's a Kool-Aid mom?
Well, I'll tell you. One of the things that I always wanted to do is I wanted Megan to always feel like that there was always a safe place in our home.
Yes, yes.
That we reflect Jesus himself.
Amen.
And the love and
Amen.
The passion that he gives.
Yes.
And that's one thing that, you know, I always wanted kids to come to our house and feel loved. And
right.
to feel that, you know, if they had a hard life at home, that they could always come to our home and feel the love and protection that, you know, little people need
right.
In today's world. And it's just, it's an honor to be mm-hmm. a mom.
Mm-hmm.
It's an honor to have Megan as my daughter.
Yes.
He is the light of my world.
Sure.
She lets her light shine wherever she goes.
Right.
She is a diamond, and you know, God is just, he's not finished with her yet, and as he's not finished with any of us.
Right.
And one of the things that you can see in a mother is a reflection of her children.
Absolutely.
And Megan's children, my grandson and granddaughter and my heavenly grandson, is a reflection of her love her admiration for the Lord God, for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
And when you're, you know, when you're praying and you can hear the kids, you know, praying, you know that she's raising them in the way that they should go. And Megan has always wanted to be and stand as a proverbial woman in Proverbs 31. And she has emulated that. And I am just, I'm proud to be a mom. I'm proud to be a Mimi. And I cherish it. I cherish that title because there's nothing greater that God can give you than the birth of a child or the life that he gave on that God gave when his son died on the cross. And again, it's love. It's a love that holds us together. It's love that binds us together. And it's so important in today's world with the way things are going is to base your life on Christ.
Absolutely.
And the love that he shows in his word.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to have those family bonds and family bonds with our spiritual brothers and sisters, too, just to have that connection is so wonderful. You know, God invented families and this whole deal of father and son, mother, daughter, whatever. All of that has come from him. It was his idea. And because he had a son himself, his son is Jesus. And I just love that on this very special day, we are honoring not just mothers and grandmothers, but we are also honoring that side of God, that mother nature of God that we're going to talk a little bit about today. Because it's so important that we realize that God loves us so intensely, like a mother loves her baby, you know, so intensely, the love that God has for us. And all of you out there in Radio Land, wherever you are scattered around the globe, one of the things we want to say to you today is that God loves you so very much. His plans for you are great. They are wonderful. According to Jeremiah 29:11-14, his plans are to bless you and prosper you and give you a future and hope. And he's not about destruction and destroying you and raining down sickness on you. That's not the God we serve. We can sing praises like the one we just played here on the air. How can I keep from singing your praise? Because we know the nature of God and the fact that He is the one who has ordained fathers and mothers. Today on Mother's Day, we celebrate that mother nature, you know, and that nurturing, which we're going to talk about here in a minute. And for me, I thank God for my three kids who are always populating, it seems, and for my 12 grandchildren, and what a blessing every single one of them are, and their spouses. And I thank God for them and what they've become and who they are becoming and what God is doing in each of their lives. We're going to go to 2 Timothy 1 and talk about Paul, who had a spiritual son. A spiritual son is not a biological son. It's a son that has come to you through the work of the gospel. And I know that, Megan, I call you my other daughter because you are, in my mind, that spiritual daughter, you know? I didn't birth you, but I claim you. How about that?
Amen.
How's that? How's
Amen.
That? How's that
claim,
work,
claim
you know?
Away, because I love you.
Well, and look at Paul and how he felt towards Timothy. Megan, talk to us about that. What this special bond was.
Well, you know, someone doesn't have to be your biological parent to share love with you, to have an affection
Amen.
For you.
Yes.
To take care of you.
Right.
And, you know, that bond is a bond that was so spiritually strong that nothing could bind it.
Right.
And that is the kind of love that God has for us.
Yes.
And I think that bond that they had was just another outward sign or an outward showing of the kind of bond that God wants us to know
right.
that He has with us.
Absolutely. How many times have you heard of families where they may be fighting among themselves, but if somebody dares say something about one of them, they suddenly come to the rescue of that family member. Betty, you know what I'm talking about? You had brothers. I don't know if they ever did that for you, but you know what I mean?
Jelly bean? It's amazing the power that, and I say this, the blood has.
Yes.
And
it's
the blood bond
right.
that we have with the blood bond of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
And
good tie-in.
It's the same thing because our blood brothers, which I have only know that I have a blood sister, the
right.
half-sister.
Right.
And I have two half-brothers, but it still doesn't separate us from the family.
Right.
That's what Jesus wants us to understand is that the family of God
yes.
is close. He wants us as close to Him as our biological family or our adoptive family, wherever you come from, is that the bond that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ is basically unbreakable.
It is.
It's something that He never leaves us. Now, we can leave Him. We can become, you know, we can become distant. We can have you know, some issues where, you know, we think God did this or God did that, and He wasn't thinking on our behalf. But, you know, when we have that mentality, it really breaks His heart.
Yeah.
Because he loves us that much that when we turn our backs from Him or we don't give Him the time that we need to have with Him, so far as praising and
right.
praying and
right.
talking to Him,
yeah.
is that He thinks, what's going on here? And it's just like today in church, it says, be still and know that I am God.
Mm-hmm.
And He will always be God, no matter where we are, no matter where we left Him. He's right. He's still right there where we left Him. He's
oh,
never left
yes.
us nor forsaken us. And that's what I just love about the bond that we have with the Lord.
Right.
Like I said, it's a cord that cannot be broken.
Right.
Once we make that commitment to say, okay, Lord, I'm yours. I am yours. I am sold out. I am a blood-bought. I am blood-bought, and I am yours. And He cherishes that. I believe that with all my heart.
And, Yeah, I totally agree. And when we find people in our lives that are on that same wavelength, that love God with all their hearts, that love the word and love to worship God, there is a bond. It's called the family of God, I believe, that bond, that it's more than just people you go to church with or, you know what I'm talking about, Megan? It's much more than that. It's a deeper bond, a closer bond.
I do. You know, I speak of my biological mother that's on the radio with us, but there's also a spiritual bond that's between you, Pastor Marcia, and my mom.
And oh, yeah.
It's just like when we get together, that when we pray, we enter the throne room together.
Woo!
And
it's good, isn't it?
There's so much peace, and there's so much power in our prayers,
right?
Because we're on a united front.
We are,
and there's just so much light that comes off of us, that no matter where we go, that we leave the love of Jesus behind. And it's just like Mom was up here a couple of weeks ago and was at church with me, and you know, the praise and worship was powerful, and the service ended, and the lady in front of us turned around and shook her hand as she did earlier in the service when we greeted each other. But she said, "It was such a blessing to sit in front of you." She said, "Y'all are like angels." And it's like, it just took our breath away, because the power of the Holy Spirit,
yes,
was so strong during that service, but that was felt,
wow,
by someone else. And it's,
wow,
just, it's that spiritual connection. That can't be broken. No,
right.
No bondage in hell can break that bind.
Exactly. And there may be some of you out there today that you have not had good family relationships. And we're going to talk about that today and give some ideas along that line to help you. But there's a lot of people that are hurting and cannot say that Mother's Day is a good day for them for one reason or another. And if you would take a look right now, perhaps at the family of God that may be around you, perhaps, and if it's us on the radio that you listen to, that's fine. We'll be a part of your family, the family of God. But there may be people in your life that you can say, okay, maybe I don't have this good relationship with this part of my family or my mother or whatever, but I do have these friends that make me know. As the words of the Gaither song, "I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God." Remember that one, ladies? That's an old, old song. But isn't that the truth? We're glad to be a part of this family of God. Woo! We're going to sing. We are going to have a great song here. It is by Casting Crowns, "Great Are You, Lord." And it's not the old one. It's a new song. "Great Are You, Lord." Love it. Worship him with us when we play this song.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, and you restore every heart that is broken. Sing it to him. Great are you, Lord, 'cause it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. You give life, sing it out. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken.
great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs.
Praise God. It's his breath in our lungs. We pour out our praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're in 2 Timothy chapter 1, and Paul acknowledges the bond between him and his spiritual son, Timothy, who was not his biological son. But he says in 2 Timothy 1:1, Paul, on a special assignment for Christ, carrying out God's plan laid out in the message of life by Jesus, I write this to you, Timothy, the son I love so much. All the best from our God and Christ be yours. That is our prayer for each of our listeners today. God, that God bless every single one of you. Paul says this to Timothy. I want God just to bless you. You know, talk to me about that, Betty, because so often I think we just kind of don't think about how important it is to speak blessing to people in their lives, to pray that God will bless them. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I picked up something from you a few years back when we were down in the Sunshine State.
Okay.
Is, especially your voicemail, have a blessed day.
Oh, yeah.
And
my real estate voicemail, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I've had a lot of people comment on that, by the way, through the years. So go ahead.
Well, and they, as they should. And I noticed that everywhere you went, you always told people, you know, they'd say thank you, or if we were in a retail establishment or whatever, you'd say, have a blessed day. And we were at Chick-fil-A one time, and I remember the lady just gave you the strangest look and said, thank you. And so I picked that up. I shared it, and it blesses people because you tell them, you know, they may be having a bad day. It may be the lady cleaning off the table at your restaurant.
Good point.
And, or
good point.
She may be... a mother that maybe is working two or three jobs just to support
right.
her kids. And if you tell them, you know, thank you or have a blessed day, people respond back more. More than they ever do. You say thank you or you're welcome or whatever.
That's interesting.
But I picked that up and I've made that part of my vocabulary. Anywhere I go, no matter where I'm at, it's like you have a blessed day, and it means a lot to know that people are they're thought about.
Right.
Or a lady we told today, the Lord gave her a word that, you know, she needs to keep on praying without ceasing for something that's going on in her life. And she just absolutely lost it because God cares that much for people that he wanted her to know that maybe just listening to someone else say it might mean something. I mean, it might make a total life changing appointment for them. It's just saying them that God loves you and God cares for you.
That's exactly
and
right.
He wants you to just keep on doing what you're doing. Just keep on praying. And we need to be aware of what goes on. And
we do.
Because we haven't walked in people's shoes, so we have no idea what they're going through.
Absolutely. And, you know, here's Paul taking time to write Timothy a letter. It's the second letter he wrote Timothy that's recorded. And he says, I want all the best for you, you know? And isn't that what we really want for people in our lives? We want them to be blessed. We want them to have a blessing from God. And then he says in verse 4, every time I say your name in prayer, which is practically all the time, I thank God for you, and the God I worship with my whole life in the tradition of my ancestors. And then he says, I miss you a lot, you know? This is a man talking to another man. There's nothing wrong with that. And he says, Timothy, my son, he looked at him as a son. I love you. I want the best for you. I miss you. Megan, I think a lot of times people just seem to think it's weird to say things like that. You know, they just go, oh, that's weird. I don't want to say that. You know what I mean?
Right. Because it's so strange that, you know, society has changed so much since even when I was a little kid, is that we're afraid to talk to people. And, you know, that we do most of our communication through text messages
right,
or email.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's not a good thing.
It's not. And I think that has really disassociated ourselves as
right.
loving human beings the way we're supposed to be because, you know, we fear people's reactions.
Right.
Because when you put a text behind it or an email behind it, it takes all emotion out of it whatsoever unless you type in bold, you know, in bold print. But
right.
whatever. You know, it's. We shouldn't be afraid to tell others that we care about them, and we shouldn't be afraid to tell others that we pray for them, and we sure shouldn't be afraid to share our joy with others.
Absolutely. And I love
you
it.
Know,
yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Megan.
You know what I was just going to say is, you know, I get told all the time that I'm hyper, and it's like, you know, I might come across as hyper, but I'm full of the joy of the love of the Lord, and I want to spread that to you. So, you know, maybe if it brings a smile to your face, that you're going to remember that, well, every time I see that girl, she might be hyper and annoying, but she is sure full of joy. Yeah.
Hyper and annoying.
Spirit.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I've been told that many times, but
uh-huh.
I just keep doing it. I keep on.
I don't think when Paul saw Timothy after they'd been apart for a while that he just said, oh, how you doing there, guy? No. It says right here, I miss you a lot, especially when I remember that last tearful goodbye, and I look forward to a joy-packed reunion. Heaven is going to be a reunion for us with those that have gone on before us, family members, maybe perhaps your mother out there in Radio Land, perhaps people close to you, your children have gone on to heaven. What a joy-packed reunion that's going to be. And when we hang out with people like you, Betty and Megan, when you come to visit or I come to visit up there, it is a joy-packed reunion. We're glad to see each other. And I think so often in our family relationships, this is Mother's Day, so often in our family relationships or friends or people at work, we don't come across as being really glad to see somebody. Hey, how are you doing today? Oh, it's just another day, you know? Instead of, hey, so glad to see you. I was thinking about you and praying for you yesterday. What's wrong with that, Betty? Why don't we do that?
Year.
Yeah.
It's like Megan was saying about, you know, telling someone that you love them is that you don't know what their reaction is going to be.
Right.
Some people would take I love you as a sincere heartfelt statement. Other people would look at you like, what?
Right.
What did you just say?
Right.
Because they're not used to hearing it.
Right. That's exactly right.
Once we begin a habit of telling people, I'm going to pray for you, or I want you to have a blessed day, I want you to know that someone does care for you, someone much greater than I. And it's a trickle down effect. It's just like, if I'm sad, Megan can be sad.
Right.
If I'm joyful, I mean, because we share a spiritual bond.
That's right.
And it's just like with you. If I know something's going on in the spiritual realm, is I feel that there's something, you know, I need to pray about.
Right.
I don't even have to talk to you because we have a spiritual bond.
We do.
And that's the same way with Megan, with you and I and Nan and
Pastor so many.
Ben,
yeah.
Gail,
yeah, there's and, so many.
Angel, there's so many
right.
people that we feel like we send them a song or we send them a card or whatever.
Right.
It's because you have that bond.
Because you have that bond.
The blood bond. And it's just amazing what God can do once you surrender and
that's
tell
right.
him, hey, I have a need, and I, you know, through the power of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, is that God just, he sends someone, something, whatever, and it can bless, it just blesses my socks
doesn't
off to
it?
Have someone,
oh.
It does, it just blesses your socks off to have
yes.
someone say that.
It does.
Send you a song, or send you a prayer, or
it
whatever.
It does.
Without even being asked.
It does, it does, it does. I love what this says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Paul says, that precious memory triggers another. Your honest faith, and what a rich faith it is, handed down now, I love this, from your grandmother Lois to your mother Eunice, and now to you. I mean, he does not mention Timothy's father or grandfather. He obviously had them. He talks about the mother love there and the faith that Eunice and Lois gave to little Timothy. How important it is to instill in our children and grandchildren that God is real and that we need to develop our faith in him. There is no greater thing, no greater concept that we can teach our kids and grandkids than this, what was taught to little Timothy by Eunice and Lois. Talk to us, Megan.
Well, you know, I have kind of a comparison story, is that just through the death of Grayson back in 2014, Andrew was 4 years old at the time.
Right.
And, you know, it was a very monumental thing to have to bury a child, but it was more monumental to help a four-year-old walk through death.
Death of his brother.
And,
yes.
Yes. And, you know, I'm sure that there's been several people that have thought at the time, oh my gosh, why did she have him see his body after he was gone? Why did she take him in the NICU? Da, 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 da. And it's all because it's okay.
Right.
Just because Grayson left his physical body and got to heaven before the rest of us did,
right.
does not destroy our lives.
That's right.
And, you know, that's something that I hope that I leave with both of my kids, is the faith that I carry in my Savior, that I know that even though that he's gone, there is still such a powerful joy
yes.
that is in my life
yes.
because I know that my son is safe in the arms of Jesus.
Amen.
I know that my reunion is going to be
Woo.
Just that much better because he's going to be standing there beside Jesus when
oh.
I get there. And
absolutely.
You know, it's just, that is something that mothers have to take very seriously, is how we live our lives, because our children are going to mirror us.
They are. And I'm glad you shared that, because a big part of life is death. And we all are going to die, or those that might still be alive when Jesus returns will not. But just the same, most of us are going to face death. And we need to know, and that's why we've been teaching this series, Forever Home, that we are going to have this heavenly home, that heaven is real. heaven is not something you just hear people make movies about and they, you know, but it's real. It's a real place. And the way that you handled that when Grayson passed away was beautiful. And I think probably helped Andrew not be afraid of death as much, because he knew this was a good thing that had happened to his little brother, and not a bad thing, even though he was not going to be able to play with him here on this earth, that one day he would be reunited with him. And you kept telling him that.
Absolutely. And it's made him love his sister even more.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yes, absolutely. It's so interesting to me, Betty, how this mother-grandmother team really affected little Timothy, and that it was so important that Paul talks about it and writes about it. Don't you think that's cool?
Oh, most definitely, because it's what we consider man to man.
Right.
And a lot of times men are not as show affection and emotion as much as what women do.
Right.
But I think that once you have that bond with another human being, is that it's like a father-son relationship, like the father is with us, with his children.
Right.
And there's so much that just in that scripture alone says about the love that God has for each of us and that we have for one another. And it, I mean, that speaks millions to me about how much that bond, just that one piece of scripture, how the love of Christ can bond two people together.
Oh.
Especially of the, you know, of the gender itself is from man to man. And that's how God looks at us, is that, you know, from the Father to the Son to the Holy Spirit, is that bond in the Trinity. But that bond brings us even closer to the Trinity, is through the love of Christ. And that's exactly what Timothy had.
Oh, absolutely. And Paul goes on right here to say, I so agree with you, the spatial gift of ministry you received when I laid hands on you and prayed, keep that ablaze. And I love that.
Amen.
You know, keep it going. Keep it strong. Stir it up. God doesn't want us to be shy with his gifts, but bold and loving and sensible, it says in the Message Bible. And in the New American Standard, it says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And so often, because of family abuse, because there's been so much awful things happen in so many people's childhood homes, abusive homes, because of that, they don't see that love that God has for them, because they haven't seen it mirrored in their mother or their father, perhaps, or their grandparents. And God is saying to us here, you know, don't be afraid. You know, be sure you learn how to conquer that fear, because it's not about fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. That fear doesn't come from God. But love and power and a sound mind. Talk to us, Megan, and that's what God has given us. Power, love, and a sound mind. Yay!
Yes, absolutely. And we shouldn't fear to love others.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
You know, what I mean by that is that we should be an extension of our Heavenly Father's love. And, you know, I know that people can hurt us, and I've had people hurt me greatly. But many years ago, God told me that he would not allow my heart to be hardened by anyone because of the level of compassion that I am to share in my walk on this earth. And it's hard, but part of loving others is learning to forgive and
sure
learning
is.
That
yes.
People make mistakes.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that we love them any less. We just want to love them bolder,
right.
even through the stupidity.
But, I totally you know, agree.
You know, and that's what I love about this life, is that I have a little glimpse of what God thinks about me, and I want everybody that I know and everybody in my life to feel the same exact way, that I love you with the love of the Lord.
Right.
No matter what you do or what you've done. And that's the thing about, you know, I've never experienced abuse,
physical abuse, but I've experienced some mental abuse in my life. And I'm telling you, I know better than the fact that it's going to bring me down. It's only going to make me stronger.
Right.
Because that the Lord can carry us through those hard times, and he can actually teach us to love better than our ancestors. He can teach us to be
exactly
a better family than our ancestors and what others have done to us.
Which totally moves perfectly into this song. You did not know what was coming up next, because I didn't until a couple minutes ago. Casting Crowns, Just Be Held. Let this minister to you, dear audience, today. God wants to hold you in his arms and reassure you that he loves you. That you're
his. Hold it all together, everybody needs you strong. Then life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. And when you're tired of fighting, chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. When your eyes are on the storm, you wonder if I love you still. But when your eyes are on the cross, you know I always have and I always will. And not a tear is wasted. In time you'll understand, I'm painting beauty with the ashes. Your life is in my hands, singing. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding.
Praise God. Praise God. He's on the throne, dear listener. Just let him hold you today, because that's what he wants to do. He wants to just hold you in his arms and remind you, no matter what kind of childhood you had, no matter what kind of hurt you're going through right now, God loves you. And God wants to bless you today and remind you of his great love for every single one of us. He loves you so much. You're special to him. It says in the book of Proverbs, you're the apple of his eye. You're that special to God. I know, as a mother of three and a grandmother now of 12, that I love them all. And they will say, well, which one do you love most? It's not like that. I love them all the same. I don't know how I can do that. I just do. I just love them. Talk to me about that, Betty. And then also talk to us about the prayer line and why we do that, because of God's access that we have to him.
Well, I think that one of the things is that God knows every hair, numbers of every hair on our head. He created us. He breathed life into us. And so if he created us, he loves his creation. And we resemble, as we're here on earth, is that we want to be an example of what Jesus's love is. And
we
so
do.
When we express that compassion and the love that Christ has for us, and we experience forgiveness, because we know that at some point that our lives will never be the same once we've given our lives to Christ. Doesn't say it was going to be easy, but I don't know where I'd be without the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, exactly.
And, seeing you with your kids and your grandkids is just a blessing. It's a joy. And, you know, you have so much to be thankful for,
as do I. Yes.
And so I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for being ever present in my life.
Oh, absolutely. Praise God.
So, and I want the listeners to understand that the Lord is a part of your life, and one of the things that we can do for you is to pray.
Yeah.
No matter how great the need, no matter how small the need, is Jesus cares.
Amen.
And we have a prayer line. It's prayers@bohmglobal.com. All you have to do is send us a prayer request, and that prayer is sent to our prayer team with a prayer attached to it, expressing as we go to the throne for you on your behalf, and know that Jesus hears our prayers.
Amen.
Again, that's prayers@bohmglobal.com. And again, we have a prayer team that goes to the throne. And I'm telling you, the praise report, send us your praise reports too, because we like to, we really like praying and praising God.
We really like to do
good,
this.
I mean, yes, I mean, just
we
for
do.
The good things he's done, it's a testimony of what God can do in our lives.
We love to pray.
So we encourage you to send in your prayers.
That's right.
prayers@bohmglobal.com.
Thank you, Betty. Yeah, you and Pastor Jim and Shell send those out with prayers. If you want to be on the prayer team, send us a little email to that address, too. Megan, tell us about the Facebook post we do about every week or every 10 days or every 2 weeks or whenever I get to it.
Your Facebook posts are awesome. They are... they're amazing because it's just a little snippet during the week that gives us a glimpse of God's word. And, you know, how long have you been doing this? Almost a couple of years now?
Started a year ago, mid-January. So about, 16 months maybe.
Yeah, and so there's quite a few. In fact, if you go to Pastor's Facebook page, Marcia McAllister, you'll find under the videos, you'll find every single one of those posts. And it doesn't matter what one you pull up, because I guarantee you that the Holy Spirit is going to lead you to the one that you need to hear. And, Pastor, we just really appreciate you doing that.
I love doing it.
It blesses every single one of us.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I love doing it. Stay